Today is Thursday, April 9th. I'm Megan Lynch. Roger Brand has been reporting on an unusual situation on the interstate in the Metro East this morning. Let's get the latest now. Roger?
Well, yeah, it's a long-term closure, Megan. It's a result of an accident that happened last night before midnight. It happened around 11 p.m. last night in the construction zone on westbound 64. One of these large overhead interstate signs was struck by a semi-truck at one of these gondola trucks that was leaving the work zone, and it's one of these gondola trucks where the bed raises up like a dump truck. They failed to lower that bed. It hit the overhead sign right in the middle of it and collapsed it down onto the interstate. So since that time last night, IDOT has been working to cut up and dismantle that overhead interstate sign that's laying in the interstate to get it out of there. Westbound 64, though, remains closed at 157, and they anticipate, the last estimate I heard from IDOT was they hope to have it reopened, the westbound 64 lanes, by 9 this morning, and we'll have more in traffic at 8:10.
Thank you, Roger. The Cinco de Mayo Festival on Cherokee Street has been canceled this year. A social media post from the Cherokee Street Events Foundation blames rising costs. It also says they're working on an alternative event. The festival has gone on for 18 years. Two Steak and Shake workers were shot overnight in a drive-through homicide in Spanish Lake. St. Louis County Police say officers got to the scene around 11:30 last night, where they found the two victims, one male and one female. The female pronounced dead at the scene, the male taken to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say shots were fired from a vehicle going through the drive-through. There are no suspects in custody at this time.
Modern infrastructure is not a luxury. It is a baseline requirement for a region that wants to compete.
Missouri Congressman Wesley Bell talking about what receiving $1.2 million in federal funding for Operation Safe Street means.
Companies looking to locate here, workers deciding where to live, families choosing where to put roots down. They're all asking whether this region has its act together. Smart Street is part of showing them that we do.
Bell says Operation Safe Street aims to make sure transportation is working smarter, reduce congestion, and improve emergency response times. A pastor who fled his native Iran four decades ago says the Christian church there is secretly growing, with its members quietly waiting to welcome political change in the strict Islamic state. KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer reports.
The moment that Iranians are in, 90 million Iranians are in, is both exhilarating and terrifying at the same time.
The Reverend David Nass is a pastor who fled his homeland after the Iranian Revolution in 1979.
The overwhelming people of the majority of people in Iran are so grateful for the intervention of America and Israel. And so they're not getting all the news like we are getting all the news, but at the same time, they know something bigger is going on.
Pastor Nasser says the fastest growing church in the world is the church in Iran, with about 4 million Christians there, with more people converting than ever before. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Reverend Larry Rice speaking out against people evicted last week from the place they called home, which is now condemned.
When I take a look at these summons and that all these people have to appear in court on the 11th of May at 11 a.m. because many of them were homeless. Many of them did not even know they were in a condemned building.
Reverend Rice says not everyone was a criminal that lived in those apartments.
They went through everybody here and turned their lives upside down and then added insult to injury by giving these summons to each one of the people.
Rice says New Life Evangelistic now trying to help those people that have nowhere to go.
I have workers with me. In fact, most of my workers were people previously homeless that have gotten training and are helping others. And what they're doing is doing an assessment on each one, trying to follow up on them and work with them to right where they're at to try to help move them out of this.
Rice adds, what's tragic about this, it's symbolic of what's happening in many places. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
Festus voters ousted each incumbent city council candidate up for re-election Tuesday in the midst of a months-long fight over whether a $6 billion data center should be built. Does this change the mayor's opinion?
Either the majority of the citizens are not saying anything, or they're fine with what we're doing.
That was Mayor Sam Richards just over a month ago, ahead of a meeting over a proposed data center that has since been approved. Now that four council members have been voted out of their position, with none receiving more than 35% of the votes, does that change his view?
I'm still not convinced that the majority of the citizens of the city of Festus do not want a data center. I'm not convinced of that.
He says a vocal minority did a lot of work to, quote unquote, make a difference in this election. Asked what could change his belief the public is in favor of this data center, Mayor Richards could not think of anything. He adds nothing can be done by the new council members to change the deal with CRG Clayco to construct this data center. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.